Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the second line of page 266. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hashochet b'Shabbos l'chayle, one who shechts an animal on Shabbos for a chola, which is obviously mutter, it's a chola sheish bo sakana, bein shechola mi'esmal, whether he was sick from yesterday, from before Shabbos, Bein shechola hayom, whether he got sick on Shabbos, mutter habari leachol mimenu chai b'Shabbos. So a healthy person is allowed to eat from the meat while it is raw on Shabbos. So the animal was shechted for a chola, the bari is allowed to eat the raw meat on Shabbos. Aval hamevashel, the one who cooks, o aser shar malacha lechola, or did any other malacha for a sick person, aser b'Shabbos lebari o lechola she'en bo sakana. So that malacha is going to be off limits to a healthy person, or even a chola she'en bo sakana. The chayshinan sheme yarbe b'shvilo. The concern is that we're worried they might add more to the bishul for the person that's healthy or the person that's a chola she'en bo sakana. Ma'ashenke b'shchita, you shecht an animal, you have to shecht the animal for the chola, so you can't add or take away from a shechita of an animal. But you can add or take away from the bishul or from any other malacha. Therefore, the Mechaber says when it comes to shechita, the bari is allowed to take part in the raw meat, but when it comes to bishul or anything else, the bari is not allowed to take part in it. Says the Rama, "Va'afilu bishal al yedei eino yehudi aser b'Shabbos." Even if that cooking wasn't done by Yisrael, but it was done by a guy for the chola, it is also off limits for the bari or chola she'en bo sakana on Shabbos. Next point of the Rama. One who cut fruit off of a tree, they detached fruit for a chola on Shabbos. Even if the person was sick from before Shabbos, those fruit are off limits for the healthy person on Shabbos. Because the fruit, as Shabbos came in, it kept on growing. And the new growths of the fruit that came on Shabbos are mukza. So let's see the Mishnah Brura beginning at Sif Katan Ches. We said, one who shechts for a chola, so that meat that is raw is mutter for a bari, whether the chola was from yesterday or whether the chola became sick today. V'lo amrinan da behemahi mukza machmas iser. We don't say that this animal is off limits for the bari, because it is mukza machmas iser, meaning the iskoiz b'ben hashmoshos machmas iser shchita. When the ben hashmoshos came in, there was no chola there. So during ben hashmoshos, it was totally aser to do the shchita. Sheba'osa pam lohaya chola adayin sheyadaito alel l'shachta. Because at that time, there was no chola that his mind would be on for the shchita. So therefore, one might think it is aser if the chola became sick on Shabbos for a bari to take part in that shchita of the raw meat. But that's not the case. It's really mutter. Because we pass like Rabbi Shimon that holds there is no mukza. Unless you push the item off with your hands that you're not going to use it, then it's mukza. Otherwise, we hold like Rabbi Shimon that there is no mukza. An example of something that you push off with your hands could go near Shedliku Allah Ba'oso Shabbos. The example is a candle that was lit for that Shabbos. So by having it lit before Shabbos, the Shabbos came in, so you pushed it away that you're not going to use it for this Shabbos. But in this case, where you had an animal, it just wasn't designated for Shechita because there was no one that was sick. But you certainly didn't push off the animal, biadayim. So then if it comes to a chola that now became sick on Shabbos, that has a sakana that you're allowed to shelf for him, so that is not going to be considered muktzah even for the bari, and he would be allowed to take part in the shechita of the raw meat, v'ayin ol b'beis Yosef. Shevkotan tes, mutar ha-bari, hatam, the reason is, keivon de'ikar ha-shechita le-tzorach ha-chola, since the shechita was mutter for the sick person, de'yevshor le-kezayis basav lo-shechita, you can't get the chola, the kezayis basav that he needs without shechting an entire animal. So v'lo shaya pazeh shem yare b'shvilo. There's no concept of being concerned that maybe they added for the bari. You don't add to a shechita. There's a big cow. This person needs a little piece of meat, but you have to shecht the whole cow. So there's no concern that we add for the bari. There's nothing to add. Sifkotan yud. Therefore, we said that the bari is allowed to eat from it raw on Shabbos. Ubelo melicha, and he's not allowed to do the melicha on Shabbos. To also limloch b'Shabbos. It's like tanning leathers. You're not allowed to do melicha on Shabbos. We'll get to that later. But the meat would have to be rinsed off, even though it's raw, it would have to be rinsed off to get any of the dam that is visible that is on the meat. Which is not the case, the blood that is absorbed in the meat is not going to be a problem. So long as the blood did not come out of its original place, so that blood is mutter. So if you're eating raw meat, all you have to do is rinse off the dam that's on the outside. The dam inside is mutter. The problem is if you're cooking meat, then the dam comes out. So then you have to salt it first in order to be matir that meat and to avoid the problem of dam. But eating raw meat, once you rinse it off, you're good to go. Sivkotan yud aleph asur b'shabbos. We said in the Mechaber that although by the shechita the bari is mutter, but when it comes to bishul for a chola, the bari is off limits. Aval b'motz sivkotan yud aleph aval b'motzoi shabbos mutter miyad. But right after Shabbos, the bari can't take part in the meat that was cooked or anything that was cooked. And like we mentioned yesterday, you don't have to wait after Shabbos the time it takes to do it. That's only when a guy is doing something for you. To taste this dish on Shabbos to make sure it's okay for the chola mutar gam b'Shabbos, then a bari would obviously be allowed to taste it. That would be considered part of the pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to taste it in order to make sure that it is proper and it is fit for the chola. Sivkotan yudbeis, we said there's no difference between asuring the meat that's cooked for a bari or a chola she'en bo sakana. Digam hu kebari le'inyan zeh, because a chola she'en bo sakana is like a healthy person, legabi this. That Israel is absolutely forbidden from the Torah to cook for a chol she'en bo sakana. And we're concerned by the chol she'en bo sakana as well. If you allow him to eat from this meat that was cooked for the chola, we're worried they might add on extra food for the chol she'en bo sakana. Sivkotan yud gimel. Again, the reason why the bari and the chola she'en bo sakana is off limits for that which was cooked or any other malacha that was done for a chola is a word they might add on for the bari. Litain basar lasocha kedera. They might add extra meat in the pot. Vezeu isur d'oraisa kishemar b'vishvilo. This is considered an isur d'oraisa, adding on for the bari. Afilu humarbe b'pamachas. Even if you're adding in all of the meat at one time, kodem she'itin akedera le'esh. So you're not adding extra things to the fire, you're putting everything in the pot initially, with the marbe b'shvilo, the added stuff of the bari, still it's going to be an isur d'oraisa, according to the first shita. V'yesh omrim dahave d'rabbanan. Some say, no, if you put all the meat in together, and you have a little extra for the bari, that wouldn't be d'oraisa, that would be d'rabbanan. Kevan shu b'pamacha, since you're putting it all in together, at one time, it would only be d'rabbanan, but either way, it is usur. Ayin beis Yosef, that is the Magen Avram. The Ayin v'Sifri Avas Chesed. The Chavos Chaim writes, look in my Musar Sefer Avas Chesed, Perek Zayin, Shebirarnu Raya Mehagamura De Iker Kedei HaRishona, where we brought a Raya, and the Iker Halacha is, like the first Shita, that it's in fact an Issa Daraisa to put extra meat in the pot, even if you're putting it all on the fire at one time, with the meat for the Chola, but if you have added meat in there, it's an Issa Daraisa. Sivkotan Yudalit. The Ramah said that if you are even if the chola was being cooked for not by Yisrael but rather by a goy, it's still off limits for a bari. Aser b'Shabbos lebari lihanos semenu. It is still aser for the bari to take part in the meat that was cooked by the goy. Aval b'motzoi Shabbos mutter miyad. However, even though the goy did it, motzoi Shabbos is mutter. We said when a goy does it, you have to wait kedei she'yaseh. So the mishavura here now. V'tamo, the reason is, in this case, the guy was cooking for the chola, so it was 100% mutter for the guy to be cooking. Therefore, lo boy lahatim b'chnei she'asu. Normally, when a guy is doing it, when he's not supposed to do it, you have to wait b'chnei she'asu. It's like we saw yesterday, you're not going to come to ask him. But here, you were allowed to ask him. The guy is cooking for a chola she'esh bo sakana, so therefore, you wait till after Shabbos, but it will be mutter right away. V'gam lo gozru b'zeh mishum b'shulei enam Yehudim. And Zok Tegra, what about Bishul Akum? You're eating food that was cooked by a goy, that's normally aser. But in this case, when it was cooked for the chol sheish b'sakana, so then not only is it mutter to have right after Shabbos without waiting, b'ktei she'asu, if you're the bari, but also you would not have to be worried about Bishul Akum. The last point that Ramah told us is you cut off fruit from their place of growth for a chola on Shabbos. So even if he was a chola from before Shabbos, it is still aser for a bari because it grew on Shabbos and it's muksa. Rotzalomar mitzvah say, that he was sick from before Shabbos, and Mimela, Vahaya Bidaito mi ba'od yom litil sapri b'Shabbos. The person had in mind that I'm going to cut off the soup for the chola. There was a chola that was deathly ill. You knew he needed fruit. The plan was to take it off on Shabbos when it was needed. Afilu hachi aser. Still it's aser for a bari to take part in it. So the chorot shouldn't be mukta, it was designated. Mipnei she'en hachonamu elas klal b'mechuber. It doesn't help to designate something for Shabbos if it continues and grows on Shabbos. But a fruit that was fully ripened, it's not growing anymore. It's not continuously growing. So then, then designation, even while it's on the tree, will be mutter. So now that you have a heter to cut off the fruit for the chol shesh bo sakana, a bari can have it because there were no added growths happen on Shabbos. It's not muktzeh, it was designated before. That's all by a chola from before Shabbos where you designated it. Ava chola shenech l'hayom, but someone who became deathly ill on Shabbos, so you certainly weren't having it in mind for him before Shabbos, he wasn't sick. So then, aser b'chol gavni lehonos lebari mishum muktzeh de mechuber. So then, it is aser for a bari to take part in the sruit because l'mais, it was muktzeh, wasn't designated. So only if it was a chola sheish bo sakana from before Shabbos, and it was designated, and the fruit was fully developed, and it wasn't growing anymore, so then if it's ripped off for a chola sheish bo sakana, so then a bari can't take part in it. But if it didn't finish growing, it's aser. And if it was a chola that only became sheish bo sakana on Shabbos, also it's going to be aser. Sivkata tesayin shagodav aholich. Again, this fruit that wasn't fully grown is continuously growing on Shabbos. I am the Magen Avraham Shemaksha. Look at the Magen Avraham who asks, the libotel hagidulim b'ikr. You designated the fruit, so 98% of the fruit is mutter. And now you have 2% of the fruit, or maybe less, is now growing b'isr. So, frek the Magen Avraham, why don't we say it's botel in the ikr, shehu arov shel heter. Most of the fruit grew b'heter before Shabbos. A little bit grew, why don't we say bitl? And therefore, we should allow this fruit to be eaten by the healthy person as long as the chole got sick from before Shabbos. And therefore, it was designated. The only problem is the added growths are bottle. That's the question of the Magen Avraham. The Bir Hagra likes that kasha so much that he paskins that way. That in fact, if it was bottle, we would say bittle in this case. Now, the question over here is, why don't we say it's a davar sheish matirin? Since it's going to be mutter after Shabbos to the bari, we normally do not say bittel on Shabbos for Sunday. It will become mutter afterwards. As a davar sheish matirin is not bottle even be'elef. So if you look at note 32 on the next page, it points out that later on in Shivchaf, the Mishabu writes, Shekol shalohaya ha'iser nikir mi'olam. Anything that the Dvar Iser was never recognizable. El nis'arev miyad kishanolad. It was mixed up immediately when it was born. Hareyu batal af kasheu davar sheish matirin. So over here, when the new growth of the fruit comes, it's not nikr what part of the fruit grow. It was mixed together. And therefore, in that case, we say there's no problem with davar sheish matirin. There is bitl. Therefore, the Magen Avraham has his kasha, and the Gra Paskins like the kasha, that in fact, we would say bitl, and it would be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. Kishem sha'asa levashel ba'ur. The same way you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos with fire, so kach also levashel betoledes haor. You also can't cook on Shabbos with things that got heated up from the fire. Kigon, for example, litain beitza bitzad kedera, to place an egg to be roasting on the side of a pot, o l'shabra al sudr, or to break the egg onto a kerchief, shahucham ba'or, that was heated up with fire, kedesha titzol, in order that it should roast. So not only cannot use fire for roasting, you can use anything that was heated up with fire for the roasting or cooking as well. Not only that, Dr. Mechaber, v'afilu betoledes chama, even something that was heated up by the sun, kigon besuder shuhucha mechama, yeah, this handkerchief that was heated up by the sun, is going to be usher. However, that which is heated up by the fire is an issa daraisa, as we'll see. That which is heated up by the sun is an issa darabonam, gizera atu toledes haor. So they asked things that were heated up by the sun, that you can't cook on them, midirabonam, because you might come to cook on things that were heated up by the fire, which is an issa daraisa. You can't tell what heated up this suder, and therefore it's asr, even it was heated up by the sun, gzeira atu a case, it was heated up by the fire. V'chein asr lahatmina b'chol. You also can't insulate it in sand. O ba'avak drachim, or the dirt of the paths, shahu chamu mikoach hacham, that were heated up by the sun. But to cook in the sun itself, Kigon litein beitza bechama. For example, to place an egg in the sun to roast it. O litein mayim bechama, to place water in the sun, kideshe yechamu, to heat it up, mutter. So it comes out very interesting. To cook by fire is a daraisa. To cook by the sun, 100% mutter. We'll see, you're not going to get confused between cooking with fire and cooking with the sun. Cooking with things that were heated up with fire is a daraisa. Heated up with the sun is a derabanan, because you'll get confused between things that get heated up by the sun and things that get heated up by fire. So it turns out very interesting. What's heated up by the sun, cooking with this, is a derabanan. The sun itself is 100% mutter, and we just explained why. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Esav Katan Yud Zayin. So he said, not only cooking with fire is an issur d'oraisa, even betoledes or things that were heated up by the fire, v'hamavashal bo chayev. One who cooks with things that were heated up by the fire is chayev achatas, issur d'oraisa. Lethika, therefore, hamenia peros omayim ala tanur, one who leaves fruit or water on the oven, o besocha kochlin, or on the little shelf inside the oven, la'achar shehusaka tanur, after the fire was heated up in the oven already, v'nisbashlusham, they got cooked there, chayiv, that is an issur d'oraisa. U'midrabbanan osur laniach afil kodem shehusak. The Rabbanan, it's usher to place it there even before the oven was fired up, like we'll see later. V'chol dinei bishul haniskarim b'simen zeh, very important. All the laws of bishul that we're going to be learning at Simen Shin Yud Ches, shayochim gam b'dover shenisbashul ayidei toledes sa'or. Whatever we're going to say about cooking with fire is exactly the same when you're cooking with something that was heated up by fire. It has the same din. The same issur d'oraisa. Sivkotan yurches, afilu b'toledes chama, even something that was heated up with the sun is an issur d'rabbanan. V'afilu b'dievet aser, even that which was cooked through something that was heated up by the sun, even b'dievet, that food is aser. V'efshar d'la'achar Shabbos mutter afu m'vashal atzmo. It could be, says Rabbi Kiveger, that after Shabbos will be mutter, even for one who did the cooking b'meizid, maybe that will be mutter. Sivkotan yutes, the examples of cooking with sun that was heated up by the sun is to do hatmona in the sand. V'afilu mi'bodyom. This hatmona, this insulating is aser, even if you did it from before Shabbos. D'chol hu davar hamosav hevel. Because sand is something that adds heat to the item that's insulated inside. Kimavur la'el b'simen reish and zayin sigimul. V'osar la'hatna bu afilu mibodyom kimavur sham. Like we learned earlier, way back when, doing hatmana b'davar shemos of hevel is usar even before Shabbos. You can't insulate something if there is going to be increased heat in the item that is being insulated. U'bichidusher v'kiv eger hevi b'shem ha'rashba. D'mutr la'hatna bu mibodyom. Zot the Rashba, you can insulate in the sand that was heated up by the sun from before Shabbos. The kol shahuchan bi erev Shabbos menachama. Anything that was heated up from before Shabbos by the sun, mitzanin lagamri b'lel Shabbos. By the time the night time comes, by the time b'lel Shabbos comes, it already cools off, and therefore the problems of atmana that you might come to soak the coals are not applicable. It's already cooled off. Sivkotan chaf b'chol, to insulate it inside the sand. Va'afilim lo hitman. Even if you didn't insulate the item inside the sand, elo yegalgalena b'shabbes al yid al gabe chol hacham kedei shetitzala. But even to roll the egg on Shabbos on top of the sand that was heated up by the sun, in order to roast it, nami aser. That's also going to be an issur d'rabbanan. Digzeira atu toledes haor. Doing anything with sun that was heated up by the sun, like this case, the sand is gzeira. You might come to use items for cooking that were heated up by fire. The al kain, and therefore aser litzlos beitza al gag roseach mechama. You can't take out an egg and roast it on the roof that was heated up by the sun. New point. Hamavashel b'chamei Tiberia potter mechatas. One who cooks in the hot springs of Tiberia, so that is going to be potter from the chatas. Dehavei ketoledes chama. That is like cooking and say that was heated up by the sun. The chamei Tiberia is considered heated up by the sun, like that, and therefore it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Avol chayev makas mardas, but you will be chayev makas mid'rabbanan. The issur yesh b'zeh, because there is an issur. Hilkal, therefore, osur lahamid ma'achal gabi chamei Tiberia b'Shabbos. You can't place food on top of the hot springs of Tiberia on Shabbos. Avol lahashos aleim er Shabbos mutter. But to do shehiya, to leave it on top from before Shabbos, that would be mutter. There's no gzeira of shehiya over there that you might come to soak the coals. There are no coals. Ulaniyah besochan, to put something inside the hot springs themselves will be osur. Mishum atmana b'davar ha'mosav hevel. That would be considered insulating and something that adds heat. Obviously, the hot springs are adding heat. Kemosh Vasav Simen Shin Chavav Sav Gimel. Let's finish last Mishabu and then we'll see one very halacha l'maisa note. Sivkatan Chav Aleph, Avabacham Atzma. We said again, although cooking is something that was heated up by the sun is awesome in the Rabbanan, you might come to cooking something that was heated up by fire. Cooking in the sun itself is 100% mutter. Velo gazvinan atu ur. We don't make a gzeira, don't cook in the sun, because you might come to cook in fire. Dechama ba'ur lo mukhlef. You're not going to mix up the sun and fire. They're very different. But things that are heated up by the two of them, that you might mix up, because that's the second level. So there's a gzeira, but there's no gzeira on cooking in the sun. Cooking on the sun is mutter. If you look at note number 37, he points out a very important thing. Ubetama ptur bebishul b'televes chama. The reason why it's only pater aval aser when it comes to cooking, it's something that was heated up by the sun. Rashi writes in Shabbos Lamites, shumi pnei she'ein derech bishul b'kach. Zok Rashi, that's not the regular way to cook. You don't cook in things that were heated up by the sun. Ulefize, according to this, writes of Moshe Feinstein, shamevashel machal umashka b'mikrogal. If you are going to cook a food or a drink in a microwave, b'shabbos chayv daraisa. Why? The whole heter in Toledes Chama is that it's not the normal way to cook. That's what Rashi says. It's ain derech bishul b'kach. But a microwave is derech bishul zakh Rav Moshe, and therefore that wouldn't be a derabbanan, that would be a daraisa. Kevon she'eichos ha'bishul bo eino pechusa me'eichos ha'bishul gabeish. There's no worse cooking in a microwave than there is by the fire, and therefore zakh Rav Moshe, cooking in a microwave would be an iser daraisa. So too writes the Shevet Alevi and Rav Eliashiv. If you look at the next paragraph, he writes, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman says, no, Sha'af ba'ofen sha'derech levashel b'chama, even if it's the way to cook with the sun, ain chayovin al zeh, you're not chayiv on that. The Kavanas Rashi means, she'kevan she'ikr derech habishel hu be'esh. He doesn't mean it's not the way to cook in that which is heated up by the sun. He just means it's not the ikker way to cook. The ikker way of bishul is with fire. The ikker way of bishul is with fire. If it's not with fire, se'im kein bishul b'chama ein anikra bishul. So cooking in the sun is not called bishul. Uladaito, according to him, bishul b'mikrogal eino asa min haTorah. So therefore, cooking in a microwave, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, would not be Issa D'oraisa. The Issa D'oraisa is only in fire, where it's the ikker way to cook, the fire, to let us a fire. But when it comes to cooking in something else like a microwave, there it would not be D'oraisa, it would only be the Rabbanan. Why do we care? We don't do D'oraisas, we don't do the Rabbanans. Major nafkamina, ulakachora, therefore Shlomo Zalman paskins, shekasher yesh tzorek levashel b'shabbos avur cholam esukan. If you have to heat something up for someone that's deathly ill, you have to do it. It's mutter, odif im efshel levashel b'mikrogal. So if microwave is an issa d'rabbanan, and the stove is an issa d'araisa, so you do it in the microwave, it's the Rabbanan. According to Rav Moshe, there's no difference. Do whatever you want, they're both d'araisa. You have a heter to do the daraisa anyway for the chol shesh b'sakana, but if you have right in front of you a daraisa or a drabanan, so obviously you go to the drabanan, zakar shel mazalman. If you have the opportunity to use a microwave, use the microwave, don't use the oven. We'll stop here and continue with the Dalet in Mirz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.